It is arguably one of the cutest, most memorable TV commercials ever made.
My baloney has a first name, it's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name, it's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day, and if you ask me why, I'll say, 'cause Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
And that commercial is warming baby boomer hearts right now. And it tees up our look at unusual festivals in Michigan. The Yale Baloney Festival is celebrating 30 years this month. It draws thousands to the Thumb to celebrate lunch meat. And here to talk baloney is event coordinator Barbie Stasek. Barbie, first off, pronunciation, Bologna or baloney?
Baloney. That's how we say it in Yale.
All right. Well, and it's your festival. How did this event get started?
Well, way back in the 1980s, Michigan celebrated a sesquicentennial. And so we had a wonderful time here in Yale and decided we needed to keep some sort of a party going. So the Chamber of Commerce members got together and wanted to talk about what we were famous for, and that is our amazing Yale bologna.
And so give me the history of Yale bologna.
Well, Yale bologna dates back to the early 1800s, actually. We're a area that was pretty much founded by German and Polish immigrants. And when they came here, they brought their homemade recipes for bologna. And we still, to this day, have our own bologna manufacturer, and that is C. Roy, who provides our festival with 2 tons of homemade Yale bologna.
Stop. 2 tons. That's a lot of bologna.
That's a lot of bologna.
So tell us, what kinds of things happen at the festival, particularly some of the bologna-centric events?
Well, we do have our very own Yale Chamber of Commerce bologna tent. And under the bologna big top, you can have the best fried bologna sandwiches you've ever had besides what Mama used to make. And it just brings back some wonderful memories for those of us who grew up on fried bologna sandwiches. And we have bologna on a stick, bologna hot dogs, and celebrating our small town heritage. We even have outhouse races.
In fact, I looked at your Facebook page, and I also went to yalechamber.com, and I see pictures of the outhouse race, the little crescent moon on the design on the door. It's pretty priceless.
It's very, very specific. We even have to have a Sears catalog in it to make it right.
Now, tell me about the king and queen of bologna.
Yes, our wonderful royalty. We have our king and queen of bologna, and don't forget our prince and princess hot dog. And for 30 years, these people have run for the royal race and to wear the crown. They raise the money at a penny a vote, and the biggest money maker wins. But actually, we all win because the money they raise goes back into funding our festival and making sure it's free for everyone to enjoy, which is very, very important to us.
So you want come one, come all, and you want it just to be fun without having to be dipping into people's pockets.
Absolutely. This is one of the last true family festivals where you can come and have fun, see art, see entertainment, see your family, see your friends, and see the very best of what small town America is. Of course, we'd love it if you bought a fried bologna sandwich, but you can enjoy it anyway and just come down and do it for free.
Now, I have to ask, what is the royal garb? What do the king and queen of bologna wear, and what's the crown look like?
Well, the crown actually does have bologna on it. Of course, it's not a real ring, but we do make sure that our royalty have the red and blue capes, and they have their crowns and their tiaras, and they're some of the most popular people all week, and they sign autographs and meet with people, and they're our biggest welcoming committee.
Now, I understand, a little birdie told me, that this festival is kind of very personally important for you.
Well, it sure is. I've been involved since the very first one. This is my 30th year as well. And my husband and I are co-chairmen of the event. And we are both old has-beens. We're both old king and queens. And we've put a lot of time and effort into making this great for everyone that comes to visit.
And how many people tend to come? How many people make their way to the Thumb and to St. Clair County to salute bologna?
Well, it's kind of amazing because we're a town of around 1,900. Out of those 1,900 people, we have almost 1,000 volunteers, and we host nearly 30,000 visitors.
That is great. In the middle of July, or the end of July, I should say, in the Thumb, it doesn't get prettier than that.
It's a beautiful place. And through the whole entire weekend, we have it's just jam-packed full of fun for everyone, from history buffs to tongue-in-cheek baloney fun to carnival rides to fried bologna sandwiches, magicians, clowns. It's just an amazing time. And we're going to have one of the biggest, best fireworks in the entire state. We're very proud of that. So come join us.
Well, you can find all kinds of information on the Yale Bologna Festival by going to their Facebook page, or you can go to yalechamber.com. All the details are there. What do you like to put on your fried bologna sandwich, Barbie Stasek?
Well, my favorite is a little bit of sauerkraut, onions, and mustard, and it doesn't get any better than that.
Barbie Stasek is the event coordinator for the Yale Bologna Festival. Thank you so much for sharing your love of bologna with us.
Thank you so much. Come to Yale and see what the best of small town America is. We're here waiting for you. And that's no bologna.
And if that fried bologna sandwich sounds as good to you as it does to all of us, the Yale Bologna Festival takes place today through Sunday.